Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
I should start recording.
Yes, you stupid motherfucker.
Your mother.
I am recording. Let me adjust my little sound slider.
Don't forget to adjust your nipples as well.
No.
Nipolas.
Nipolas.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house. So now we get together every week and do this Tancast. This week we talk about the responsibility of listening to podcasts. Noah reviews new movies. Andy and Tim review old movies. And Clint Eastwood loses an argument with a chair. And when you hear this sound... That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome
to
Tancast.
Tim's still gonna do this in this voice?
Yes.
Because it never gets old?
No. Not unlike your mother's vagina.
Wait, his mother's vagina's old.
But it never gets old, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's never been used.
Does it age like a fine wine?
Mm-hmm.
It's entrance only.
I'm Tim, the Tancast.
I'm Andy, and I'm the A inside your mom's new vagina.
I'm Noah, I'm the Negro inside your mom's new vagina.
All right.
And the N in Tancast.
He wears many hats. One of them
Jimmy.
Is your mama's ass.
I guess what I'm saying is, I like your ass, and I would like to wear it as a hat.
Shall we do some tan laughs?
Why not?
There are many reasons why not, but we're going to do them anyway. The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Are you ready to laugh?
It's tan laugh time.
We'll just hold on to your ass.
It's tan laugh time.
We're going to read out some jokes that you sent in to us. Oh, yeah.
So these are from Grace, who pointed out that she has sent us a lot of jokes and we haven't used them all.
I told you we didn't.
Well, but we've used, like, she sent us an email with like 700 jokes in them, and we used 350 of that email, so we left 350 still on the floor. So that's what she meant. I'm talking about people who've sent us jokes and we've not touched them at all. There are relatively few of those.
All right.
Yeah, it is all right.
That hurts.
So she got some, I'll just read it. Hey guys, been meaning to send you some tan laughs, but I've been working a lot. Yeah. Well, thanks to some heat exhaustion and a really bad asthma attack, I've got enough time to write you all. Yay! Less pay, but yay! Anyway, here are some Disney jokes. Clean ones. Why did Mickey go to outer space?
To see Pluto!
Yes! What does Pooh Bear call his girlfriend?
Honey.
Yes! why did Woody give Bullseye some cough syrup?
I don't know.
Because he was a little horse.
Aw, goddammit.
Oh, he was a little horse, a little adorable horse. What's the Cheshire Cat's favorite drink?
Soup.
Evaporated milk.
I get it.
Now, some dirty ones. What did Cinderella do when she got to the ball?
Fucked everyone.
Gag.
It's an oral sex joke.
Yes. Why does Miss Piggy douche with honey?
Because you catch more flies with it? I don't know.
Because Kermit likes sweet and sour pork.
Oh. Wait, what? Oh. Did that mean her natural flavor is sour?
You see, Noah, a woman's natural flora in her womanly part has a tendency to have a slightly tangy aroma.
Whose fucking voice is that?
That's Bane.
That's not Bane.
That's Bane without the mask. He just has a totally different voice.
That mask, it's like the James Earl Jones effect in Star Wars. One last dirty one that I'm not going to read all of her jokes yet again. Maybe I should read one of the Star Wars ones.
do it.
Don't do it.
I do like this one. It's the Star Wars one. How warm are the insides of a Tauntaun?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Lukewarm.
Son of a bitch.
I love it.
It fucking sounds like it hurts you, man.
It does. It hurts me. It hurts so good. Tim's allergic to joy.
I'm feeling overclamped.
I'm passing a stool.
Oh, I had one of those earlier.
We all did, Andy.
Okay, yes. Earlier today, like an hour or so ago.
You've had one of those every day of your life.
Nope. I ate plenty of fiber.
And
oftentimes
you wash,
they fly right out
wash
of me.
Your butthole.
You still had a stool.
Well, yes, but I had one of those.
Wait a sec. Just a minute.
Stools.
Tan laughs?
Maybe.
Radio plays with Tancast. Here, Andy, take a shit.
Oh, Godzilla!
The large man strained against the thick bowel movement pressing against his colon.
Thank you, narrator. Yet another one from Jonathan. I'm certain we've done this one before, but I re-laughed, so I'll do it anyways. As an airplane's about to crash, a female passenger jumps up frantically and announces, "If I'm going to die, I want to die feeling like a woman." She rips off all of her clothes and says, "Is there someone on this plane who's mad enough to make me feel like a woman?" A man stands up, slowly removes his shirt, throws it at her, and says, "Here, iron it." Joke achieved.
Achievement unlocked.
Life needs chivos. Like, if you take a toilet clogging dump, just the dump, no paper, like, a little box should appear in front of your face that you have done something amazing. And then you can show it off to your friends. Look!
No,
it really happened.
No, cut this off. All right. Cut this off.
This one's from Hillary.
Cut off his mic.
A college teacher reminds her class of tomorrow's final exam. "Now, class, I won't tolerate any excuses for you not being here tomorrow. I might consider a nuclear attack or a serious personal injury or illness or death in your immediate family, but that's it. No other excuses whatsoever." Our smart-ass guy in the back of the room raised his hand and asked, "What would you say if tomorrow I said I was suffering from complete and utter sexual exhaustion?" The entire class is reduced to laughter and snickering. When silence is restored, the teacher smiles knowingly at the student, shakes her head sweetly, and says, "Well, I guess you have to write the exam with your other hand."
Boom.
And I got one more. Well, there's three in this one. I'm just going to read the second one, and then we'll go. Helen Keller went to town riding on a pony, stuck a feather in a cap, and called it "Nyarg."
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Whew. Good.
Called it "Nyarg." Oh, hilarious.
Sorry, Helen. I know she's listening.
Oddly, she didn't hear that.
Terrible.
And before we move on with the episode, it's time for our new weekly feature.
Where in the world is
episode 207?
I got a long weekend. Ask me in a couple of days.
No, I won't. I'm asking you right now.
You had a week.
He's had a solid month.
I've completed editing it, and at this point, I'm just clowning you, Negroes.
I don't believe that for a second. Our listeners don't believe that for a second. And even people who've never heard of Tancast don't believe that for a second. Of course, they have no idea what they're not believing in, but they don't believe it.
This is not a podcast they can believe in.
I gave it to Nicolas Cage, and apparently he's hidden it along with the original Shroud of Turin.
What?
The one in the museum. That's a fake. It's a replica. He found the real one and then re-hid it. It's Nicolas Cage. He likes finding things and hiding them again.
Is this a movie reference?
Yeah, National Treasure.
National Treasure has nothing to do with the Shroud of Turin.
It does now.
Andy fail.
Andy fails hard.
And I'm assuming we're much closer to getting back on iTunes than we were last time we spoke?
No closer than the last time we spoke.
Oh, shocking.
We're still on in Sweden.
Apparently.
Well, we're on in terms of if you've put us in, if you've subscribed to us, then that means that feed is in your iTunes and it's just checking that feed. The iTunes store, like if you're in Sweden, you go to the iTunes store, you still don't see us.
Oh, okay. So it's the feed is still feeding new podcasts, but just if you don't subscribe and just go looking for it, you won't see it.
Yes.
Exactly.
The feed has always worked. iTunes apparently just got a bad case of idiocy. iTunes Store did.
Well, I gotta hate iTunes.
Why you got?
There are other.
When I first saw that email, I totally thought it was someone from iTunes, like official, like updating us.
Yeah.
And then I looked. I'm like, no.
No, I forwarded a bunch of the emails that I got from actual iTunes to Tim, and he can tell you exactly how helpful they were.
Oh, so you have heard back from them?
Oh, yes. Which was to say, they kept telling me, well, there's something wrong with your feed, and you need to fix it. I'm like, there's nothing wrong with my feed. I can prove it.
So, but they
so have you followed up with yet another email? Or
oh, yeah. Repeatedly. They just closed the ticket and stopped responding.
They closed the ticket?
And stopped responding. I got please give us feedback on how we did. Apple values your your feedback, and we follow up on all of these. And I gave them, like, straight zeros all the way down. Except for, like politeness, I gave them, like, a 7 out of 10 or something like that. I was like, was very polite. Didn't do anything to address my issue, but was very polite.
Would it help if one of us emailed?
Did anybody follow up with me? No.
Andy?
Would it help if one of you emailed?
Yes.
You can try.
Okay.
Fucking iTunes, there are way worse podcasts on there than this one. And that is saying quite a bit.
And there are way better ones, too. Just putting out there.
No, my point is there are way worse ones that are still on the iTunes store.
Oh, got you.
I was Googling, like, Superman versus Batman because I just wanted to hear people debate about it. But you know what you find? You find some really shitty people having some really boring conversations over some really poor quality microphones.
So, Tancast?
No. Makes Tancast look like Doug Loves Movies.
Doug Loves Movies has got some pretty shitty audio quality.
Makes Tancast look like Fresh Air.
Oh. Oh my. They
now
have some lovely
talking.
Microphones.
Now you're talking about NPR.
I was just like, oh man. Although I was thinking, like, Noah drops off podcasts all the time. Like, he's like, nah, I'm sick of this. I'm not listening to it anymore. There's only a couple podcasts that I have stopped listening to because for reasons other than they've stopped podcasting.
Tim is committed.
You are committed, sir.
I don't get Noah's mentality. Ah, fuck this podcast.
It's not fuck this podcast, but all right, so here's the thing. I have a limited amount of time, right? So if something
we all have a limited amount of time, Noah. Don't act like I have an unlimited amount of time. Like I stop time and listen to podcasts.
Right, but you prioritize listening to those podcasts over other things. I do not.
Other things like what?
I don't know. Just doing whatever. Not wasting my time listening to something I'm not enjoying anymore.
Well, what are you doing during the day that you're not listening to podcasts?
I'm working. Sometimes I can listen to podcasts. Sometimes I can't. Like, you know, if it's something that I do every day that's mindless, then sure, I can listen to a podcast. If it's something that I really need to concentrate on, then I need to stop listening to podcasts and concentrate on what I'm doing.
See, I can't tell if it's a shortcoming of me or if it's just the nature of my job, but I've never been able to... Well, at least in the years since I've discovered what a podcast is, I've never been able to, like, do my job and listen to a podcast at the same time.
But do you have routine stuff that you do every day?
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't.
Yeah, I mean, there's stuff that I just do all the time. So it's like, I know how to do this. I don't really need to, you know. I mean, I give it my attention, but it's not like I need to, like, really concentrate, make sure I get it right. I'm like, this is a pretty simple task. Like, oh, you're having this problem? Try these things.
Yeah, even when I'm doing something that's, like, repetitive and fairly mindless, I still have to keep my brain engaged. Because if I don't, I will fuck something up.
Well, I mean, but here's the thing. They say, I mean, they used to be like, oh, multitasking is so great. But now they say unitasking is what you should be doing. Like, you should be giving your full attention to whatever task you're doing, and then you'll do it better.
Yeah, that people can't multitask. It's just some people are better at fooling themselves.
Well,
no.
You're not really you're switching. You're turning off one thing. You're switching to the other task. So you think you're multitasking because it's kind of happening fast, but you're really just switching your focus from thing to thing to thing to thing.
Yeah, some of us can do that.
If I've gotten to the point where if I'm not enjoying something anymore, then why keep listening to it?
But...
I'm sorry, Noah. I know you said something right there, but I stopped listening.
Good one, sir. Go ahead. Say your thing. Your piece, Tim. I'll listen.
Your piece.
Yay! My piece. Somebody's finally talking about it.
But, so, like, you're not... You aren't enjoying Hollywood Babylon, Film Sack, Tell 'em Steve Dave? How can that be?
Bear's driving.
I don't know. It stopped appealing to me.
Why?
Here's the other thing. I listen to a lot of podcasts. So I got to a point where if I got a little bit behind, I got way behind. And then it just felt like a chore, like, trotting through all the podcasts so I could catch up. And so I have this thing where, like, maybe it doesn't bother you if you haven't listened to podcasts, but I like to keep mine pretty, like, the amount that I have listened to pretty low. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't like to have, like, days built up. Because like, I felt I'll never get to it. And it gives me a little bit of anxiety. I'm like, oh, fuck, look, I got, like, 12 days, you know, well, not 12 days, 3 days of podcasts to listen to. I'm like, ah. And then it feels more like a chore to me. So I like to keep it where if I miss, it's okay, I can easily catch up. Does that make more sense?
See, I guess that is the difference, because I like to have, like, a big reserve of, like, that's why I'm not current with, like, Douglas movies and stuff like that. Like, I like to have a big bin of, like, okay, if I'm going to be bored for a stretch, I want to be able to reach in and grab a bunch of shit I haven't heard yet.
Well, here's the other thing. I also have audiobooks I want to listen to.
You piece of shit.
So, I know once I finish podcasts, I can listen to audiobooks. So, I have other things I want to do, or I have books I want to read, which I can't listen to a podcast and read a book at the same time. So, I have these other things I want to do that I can't listen to, that I can't do while listening to a podcast. So, that's why I don't want a big buffer.
Okay, but I think you have the impression of me that I eschew other things to listen to podcasts. I do podcasts while I am doing other things that don't require the part of me that is listening to a podcast.
Right, but what I'm saying is there's other things that I can't do while listening to a podcast that I want to do that podcast eats into that time.
Right, but okay, but it's not the same thing, because I'm not saying, like, I'm going to not read a book and listen to a podcast. If I was reading a book time, they're still going to be reading a book time. It's when I'm doing the dishes, making dinner, driving to work, at work, stuff like that.
Right, and I still listen to podcasts, but I'm saying I was listening to so many podcasts that it was cutting into that other time that I wanted to do for reading.
But then you stop listening to good podcasts and you still listen to stupid podcasts.
I listen to ones I really like.
You really like stupid podcasts.
Like what? Name one stupid podcast I like.
The one that's stupid.
I actually even stopped listening to that comic book one that you didn't like. So how about that, buddy?
That's good. It was stupid.
So here's a little update on my little diet thing. Since last Wednesday, so a week from past Wednesday, I have lost 9 pounds.
Woo!
Not eating any carbs and sugar. Mostly no sugar. I had like a little piece of a donut. A little tiny piece. That was it.
Did it get you high?
I think my wife wanted me to ask you specifics about that. She's like, well...
Of course she did.
I was like, well, what made him decide to do that? Why is he doing carbs and why not this or that or the other thing? Is it Atkins? Is it something else? Mesalby? I don't know. So what's...
No. Tell her it's the Aiken diet.
Try and throw some details in there and maybe someone will seep down and be the one she wanted.
Okay, so I'm doing kind of a paleo diet, which is like this new thing. I'm not really sticking to it strictly, but it's kind of like... I read this blog post about this guy who... He's taller than me. He's like 6 feet... 2, and he went down from like 180 to 150 something, and he was talking about how he did it, and I was like, oh, maybe I should try that. And he was talking about how he just cut out, you know, carbs and sugar. And so the paleo diet is just basically you don't eat anything that our ancestors didn't eat. So, like, you know, meat and vegetables are okay, but, like, for example, beans are not okay because, you know, they probably couldn't prepare beans. Although there's, you know, from what I've been reading, there's controversy of, like, what you can eat, what you can't eat, but basically it's mostly meat, vegetables, fruit, no legumes, no grains. I mean, there's some other stuff. That's just kind of like the basics of it. So mostly I've just been like just eating meat and vegetables. I'm going to start eating some bananas, and I've been eating nuts, almonds mostly.
Yeah, you've been eating meat
you've been
and
eating nuts. Yay!
I've been at this kind of same weight for a while, and I've always wanted to lose weight, but I always, like, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm going to eat good this week, and then I'll run, and then I'll go out and eat, like, a ton of shitty stuff, and then I won't gain any progress.
So, no, about what ratio do you try to maintain? Like one meat and two veg?
I usually load up on the veg, so what I usually do is, like, maybe I'll do, like, a chicken breast, and then I'll do, like, a full head of broccoli.
Oh, okay. A full head?
A full head.
I don't know. This Twig and Berries diet seems a little San Francisco to me.
Oh, you're making a joke there. Yeah, so, I mean, and so seeing that guy, and I was like, wow, he did pretty fast, and I'm like, maybe I should try that. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to try it. And that's what inspired me, reading that blog post, seeing if it would work.
So you lost 9 pounds in a week?
9 pounds in a week.
Crazy.
Although I think I'm not gonna say I wasn't starving myself. I mean, I was eating like 3 meals a day, but I think I probably should snack a little bit more because I was a little hungry. I mean, I wasn't like oh, my stomach hurts, hungry, but I was like, I feel a little hungry, so I'm gonna try snacking a little bit more. You know, and that may affect, you know, how fast I'm losing weight.
And then, now, are you exercising more or less, around the same?
About the same. And I'm going to keep going until I, well, see my abs. That's my goal. Or just have a flat stomach. Like, not the little pooch that hangs out. I would like to be just kind of one straight to my groin area.
How's the cock? Cock seem bigger?
I don't think so.
You can't have a number higher than infinity, Andy.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, once numbers get really big, it gets really difficult to do math.
So hopefully that answers all her questions.
Let's hope.
Certainly the cock question, and I'm sure she's glad for that.
And I may drop it a little bit next week because there's like this huge Yelp party going on, and I'm like, sounds like fun. I think I may indulge
a
bit.
Like a Yelp party, because a Yelp party don't stop.
So there you go, everybody.
I did. I care about your diet.
You care about making stupid jokes.
That's why I care.
Like, anytime I can make a stupid joke, I'm in. I saw movies since we last were here together.
Did you finally see Expendables 2?
Yes.
Because that was starting to become like episode 207.
Nothing's like episode 207.
So I knew what I was getting into, but for some reason I didn't enjoy it as much as the first one. It almost felt like a parody of an action movie, like more so than the first one.
So not like the ultimate showdown of Ultimate Destiny?
Not that bad. Well, so here's the first thing. A, the quality was shitty. Like, it felt like I was watching a VHS tape of the movie.
Ooh.
Like, it was kind of blurry and grainy. And I'm like, why the fuck is it like this? And then it felt like just every cliche possible. Like, obviously, you know, it's going to be kind of cliche, but it just felt even worse this time. Had a lot of cameos, though, which I feel like that's what they spent their money on as opposed to, like, a script. Not that it really needs a great script, but it just, it felt strange to me. I don't know. A lot of people loved it, though, and it got better ratings overall than the first one. And maybe I'm just romanticizing the first one because it's been a while since I've seen it. Maybe I'll watch the first one again and be like, no, that was shitty.
It wasn't that long ago where they reviewed it.
What did they say?
I don't know. You have to listen.
I'm not going to listen, so what did they say?
But I'm not going to tell you because I don't remember.
Right. Stand by your man, Noah. I mean, your convictions.
I don't know why Tim cares so much that I don't listen to the podcast anymore.
Because you represent everybody who stopped listening to Tancast.
Everyone who's escaped our feeble gravity. It's kind of like jumping off an asteroid. It's like, push just a little harder. I'm free.
Our feeble weakling grip.
Yes.
It's like how we don't hear from Joe or Princess Edamame or Gary or Jess or all those people anymore. Because they're like, fuck it, I don't want to listen to Tancast anymore. I'm Noah, I have better things to do.
Wow, so that's Cartman after his tracheotomy, I take it?
I should have smoked all those menthols. Nothing
fair
other
enough.
Menthol?
Oh, I laughed. I just laughed quietly to myself. Sort of an in-laugh.
An inner laugh.
Do you see something else besides Expendables 2?
Yes, I saw Bourne Legacy.
Ah, and how was that?
It was decent. It wasn't, like, amazing, but it was, you know, fun little action movie. All right, so here's the thing. I'm going to say spoiler. I don't know if it's really that spoilery, but it's always interesting to me in movies where, like, the people get away, but they didn't really get away. They just get to a certain, like, destination point, and then for whatever reason, everyone that was looking for them is like, fuck it, we're done looking for them. Like, they're being chased, they get to this spot, and then, like, you know, they escape, and then it's like, oh, happy ending. Like, what are all those fucking people that are just looking, just chasing them? There's hundreds of people chasing those people right now.
We made it to the end of the beach. Sir, are we going to keep chasing them? No, there's sand. It's going to get in my shoes.
Yeah.
Well, they did the Grand Theft Auto cheat code where you punch the air and you kick and you walk around in a circle and then all your stars go away.
I used to love watching little dudes spaz out. The best one was where you had cheat codes that also made him fire his gun. So it'd be like, I want more guns. Oh, shit, I shot a police officer halfway through the code.
Whoops.
They get really angry when you do that.
They do. Then they run over and try to arrest you while you're still spinning in a circle. Like, God damn it, left, down, up, oh shit! Ah, cheat codes.
But I definitely enjoyed it more than Expendables 2.
All right, so this Fair has enough. Been Born Legacy, not Expendables 2.
Yeah, and oh man, there are so many shitty movie previews, like Arnold's making another movie. Muscle! Where he's like the sheriff of the small town and these drug cartel is just speeding through, not stopping for anybody, and they're coming through his town, so he's got to stop them.
Like, listen up, partner. This here is my town.
Pretty much. It looked kind of terrible.
Yeah, I'm clearly in this small rural town in America.
I was born here.
Being as how we are all Americans.
America for Americans. Go back to Mexico.
Go back to Bavaria.
I still haven't seen Total Recall, but I'm going to try to make it happen.
Oof. Well, I wish you well.
Hey, I don't have high hopes.
I started to watch Transformers Dark of the Moon.
Why?
Then I stopped.
Did you hear about the Turtles script leaking?
Nope.
Oh, apparently it leaked and just everyone said it's horrible.
Everyone on the internet didn't like a thing that doesn't exist yet?
Well, it exists in a script.
That's funny. It's funny because it's true of the internet.
Also us.
The script exists, and the script is terrible.
Well, supposedly it leaked. If it's the real script and not just some, like, long fanboy fic.
It's possible it's not the script, but multiple places are reporting that it is. Take that how you will.
That makes it true. Multiple places are reporting that Barack Obama wasn't born in the U.S., so...
I think there's a little bit more at stake for that than the Transformers script. I mean, not true. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles script.
What about it?
I think there's a little bit more at stake for Barack Obama not being born in the U.S. than there is for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles script.
Noah.
I thought you were saying the opposite. I was like, what?
It's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Listen to yourself.
Yeah, one is just laws and shit. This is the Turtles. Turtle power.
The turtle is the law.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Heroes in a half shell. Suck my balls.
Speaking of ball sucking, I also saw the Harold and Kumar Very 3D Christmas. Or no, Very 3D Harold and Kumar. Whatever. The third Harold and Kumar movie.
And?
It was acceptable. It was kind of a little bit mediocre. There was plenty of callbacks to the first and second movie, some of them funnier than others. But Neil Patrick Harris, still a god among men. He somehow, his scenes get more extreme in every single one of these movies.
I kind of want to see him at Outside Lands, but he was writing in something else that I kind of want to see more. So I did not, but...
I feel like I don't know you.
I think you do know me. I'm Noah fucking Burnett.
Wait, were there tits? Because that I would understand. I know Noah. Noah likes tits.
You know, big tits aren't, I kind of like small perky ones. They're good too.
I don't know you.
There comes a point in every man's life where tits lose their luster.
Pussy or GTFO. I don't know why I had to be Irish to say that.
I don't either.
So overall, you liked it?
Yeah, I would watch. I think I would watch Harold and Kumar. I would definitely watch the Neil Patrick Harris part again before I finished Transformers: Dark of the Moon.
So this is watch Harold and Kumar Christmas and not Transformers.
Watch Moon. Harold and Kumar Christmas, then pound your dick flat with a hammer. Then, if you have time, watch Transformers: Dark of the Moon.
Well, I watched. I'd seen it already, but I showed it my. It was on, so we showed it to my wife because I thought she might like it. Ghosts of Girlfriends Past.
Oh, with Matthew McConaughey. All right,
yes.
All right.
That movie is better than it has any right to be.
I still haven't seen it.
All right.
That's not surprising. If we didn't have free HBO at the time that it was originally on, I probably would never have seen it. But I'm like, fuck it, it's free. Let's get it in here. And you know, it's the story of A Christmas Carol, but instead of being about Christmas, it's about this guy who's like commitment phobic, essentially. And so then he has like a girlfriend, like, so he has this uncle that sort of raised him to be like this player, to warn him that there's going to be three girlfriends that are going to take him around to show him the true meaning of love. Or the more you explain it, the less it sounds like anybody would want to watch this movie.
Yes, that is true.
But Matthew McConaughey actually does a pretty good performance in there. And Breckin Meyer's in it. Breckin Meyer also does really well for his... he plays his brother, the one who's getting married, which is why Matthew McConaughey is sort of, you know, reaches this point. He's like the best man at his wedding. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Garner plays his ex-girlfriend, the one that, you know, he's supposed to be with. So, spoiler alert, what do you think happens at the end?
He kills her and wears her face like a mask.
Oh, Andy has seen it.
Oh, it's that one! Oh, fuck yes!
And Michael Douglas plays the Jacob Marley stand-in ghost.
Yes, it was really weird that he did all his scenes naked.
And Emma Stone plays the ghost of girlfriend from the past. There's more, it shouldn't be good, but it is.
But they aren't dead, right?
No, none of the girlfriends are dead. The Michael Douglas character is dead. The girlfriends aren't dead.
Okay.
Does Emma Stone do her scenes naked?
Nope.
Tragedy.
She does her scenes looking 80s-rific and very 16. Like, she's supposed to be a 16-year-old. Like, she's supposed to be his first, you know...
Gotcha.
Ooh-lau-lau. And it happened in the 80s. So she's got braces, teased out 80s hair.
His first papa-mau-mau-papa-mau-mau.
And then we also watched last night The Princess Bride, and if any of you follow me on Twitter or Facebook, you'll know that I said, wait a minute, because we were watching part of the scene, and it's where Inigo Montoya is telling Wesley the story of how he wants to get revenge on the Six-Fingered Man, about how the Six-Fingered Man, he shows him his sword, he's like, my father made this for the Six-Fingered Man, and then the guy showed up and offered him like 1/10 his actual price, and when his father refused, the guy stabbed him through the heart and killed him, then I challenged him to a duel, and then he left me alive, but cut my face. I'm like, well, wait, then how do you have the sword?
You know, that has actually bothered me before. I kind of assumed that the dad like had the sword locked up.
That's one way to go. But Joe said, Joe, our old roommate, not Joe, the one who may or may not have stopped listening. I do appreciate Alyssa commenting last week. I'm still here. I'm still listening to this shit.
Joe's still active out there in the world. She messaged me about going to Europe.
Well, yeah, she's busy doing things and not listening to our podcast. Sound familiar, Noah? You asshole. You're setting an example for these people.
Yeah,
Tim has some serious abandonment issues.
It's all right.
Tim, is everything okay at home, buddy?
Damn you to hell.
If you stop doing something, don't do it anymore.
But Joe was like, he killed his father before he could give him the sword. I'm like, okay, so he's going to murder the guy, but then stop short of theft? Like, all right, I killed him. I'm not stealing the sword. I mean, I was going to pay him a reduced price, but I'm not going to steal it.
I'm not a dick.
You know what? You got to have morals sometimes, Tim.
And then I think it was Jen who commented that part didn't necessarily bother me, what Andy just said. Like, I assumed it was locked up somewhere. But how does Inigo and Fezzik know so much about Wesley when they've barely talked? Like, when they revive him and, like, they know, like, that his true love is going to marry Prince Humperdinck. Like, how do they know any of that? Especially since Inigo was in a drunken stupor. Inigo.
It's a good color.
Cayenne.
You know, I'd always just assume that the word travels fast through the underground, that they kind of piece together shit based on the brief conversations that they'd had with Wesley and then with seeing what happened with Princess Buttercup.
What word? Who's spreading this word?
Knowledge.
She got taken back to the castle. There's no thugs running in and out of the castle. So this has been Watch Ghosts of Girlfriends Past, not Princess Bride.
Did Tim drop out?
No, what? We just don't care what you say.
Or maybe I dropped out.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Wait, are you talking, Noah? No, I'm not making a joke. Are you talking, Noah? Hello? Can you not hear us?
Oh. Maybe Noah's gone now. Or maybe Noah's having a little bitch fit.
Oh, yes. He has dropped out. That's happened to me a couple times.
I'm back.
It's funny that it... Oh, there he is.
Welcome back.
It's fine. It's happened to me a couple times. I think I've just cut it out of the episode because you guys didn't notice. You guys, like, I was saying something, but you guys didn't hear me. and then I dropped off, and then I came back in, and you guys had your own separate conversations. I'm like, hey guys, and you're like, hey, like, why is he saying hello? Like,
why are you saying, what are you doing, douche? Don't say hello to us.
Like, why? We're in the middle of the Tencast. You gotta say hello. We got it. You're here. Okay.
No.
Hi,
Tim. No,
you need some attention?
No. You wait until we have acknowledged you before you speak.
Big people are talking here. Yeah, that was weird. I was like, I said something, and I was like, hey guys, did Tim drop off? And then I was like, wait, I'm not hearing anybody. And then I'm like, no, I dropped off.
I was responding to you, Tim.
Well, we heard you say, did I drop out? And I was like, wait, no?
All right, well, now we can settle that.
Yay, settled!
We now return to our regularly scheduled program.
So, while we still have, you know, enough time to talk about at the end of the episode, do we dare broach the topic of things that have happened this week, like, say, in Florida?
Like a hurricane?
Yeah, that was exactly what I was referring to. Welcome to Weathercast!
Now here's the story of the hurricane.
Weathercast! Partly cloudy with a side order of shut the fuck up, Andy.
It's always with a side order of shut the fuck up, Andy. Just once I want fries! Yeah, I was really amused to see Clint Eastwood take the stage and basically yell at an empty chair about a bunch of shit that George Bush did or Romney wants to do. It almost felt like it was some sort of like huge elaborate troll that Eastwood was pulling on the Republican Party. And then I remembered, nope, cognitive dissonance. This is true.
I mean, I still say the speech wasn't that bad. It was clearly under-rehearsed.
Well, clearly under-rehearsed, but, like, the shit that he's going on and on and on about, like, starting the war in Afghanistan? Nope.
In fairness, he didn't say starting the war in Afghanistan. He just said that Obama, like, that's the problem. The way they do it is that you infer that, from what they're saying is a lie, but what they're actually saying is not actually a lie. There was the same thing with Ryan talking about how that business closed that Obama said would be doing well, or something like that. Obama stopped there during his campaign and said that this business won't, you know, we're going to make sure that this business doesn't go under. And they're like, and then it went under. And like, yes, before he was elected president. But he never said it was Obama's fault that it went under. They just said, and then it went under.
Yeah. Kind of like Rush Limbaugh saying that he's not alleging conspiracy, but what could be better for the Democrats than for the Republicans to cancel a day of the convention?
So what he's alleging by not alleging is that somehow Democrats caused that hurricane?
It was that the hurricane center that monitors things and says, like, where they think the track is going to be is the regime. It's the government. It's Obama. What could be better than the Democrats, for the Democrats than the Republicans to cancel a day of this? I'm alleging no conspiracy. I'm just telling you, folks, when you put this all together in this timeline, I'm telling you it's unbelievable. So, Obama is a wizard, and he controls the weather. Or rather, Obama is
He's a black wizard!
Fucking emperor from Star Wars, and he's manipulating the Hurricane Center to say, Tampa may get kind of nailed by this, so you guys might want to watch out. I think smarter would be to tell the Republicans, hey, you know where would be great? New Orleans. Move it there. It's out of the way, guaranteed to be safe, got some good crawfish.
I don't think they would fall for that.
Yeah, probably not.
I just feel like when Clint Eastwood kept going to the chair and saying, no, I will not shut up, or no, I will not tell Mitt Romney to do that, like, I feel like, A, he went to that well way too many times.
Yeah.
And B, he went to it way too early before making any cogent points.
Yep.
Like, there was no reason Barack Obama in that chair would have told him to shut up yet. Like, he hadn't said anything shut up worthy.
Yeah.
Shut up!
It's like you are clearly stalling to think of your next bit. Like I tweeted this. I'm like, you should have worked to shop this at an open mic in LA for a while.
Yep, I read. I can't remember if it was Rachel Maddow or somebody, but it was on. It had been posted to Reddit. A great quote about like this is the truth of the modern Republican Party: an angry white man yelling at an imaginary President Obama.
So true.
Yeah, that about does it.
And I couldn't believe someone yelled out, make my day. I'm like, he's fucking trying to get someone elected president. You're like, a movie! You are in a movie! Say a line from your movie!
Ask me if I feel lucky!
That's flabbergasting. I wonder if that happened to Reagan. Like, I guess he didn't have a catchphrase like that. But like,
bedtime for Bonzo!
We went for the Gipper! I'm trying to fucking talk about tax reduction! That was amazing. I'm like, really? Really?
It's morning in America. Show us the monkey!
It's the monkey in the chair!
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down the Gipper! Woo!
We know two Reagan movies.
The only other movie I know is Back to the Future, where he's referenced. That's all I got.
Yeah, that's true.
Man,
speaking of referencing a president, back to Transformers Dark of the Moon, that was about the shittiest fucking CGI insert in the world. Like, Forrest Gump, which is what, almost 20 fucking years old now? Forrest Gump's insert of Kennedy was cleaner than Transformers Dark of the Moon's insert. Like, his face is all, like, floating around, and, like the head was still, but, like, the face was, like, twisting on the front of it. Like, it was fucking Clayface or some shit. Horrible.
No idea what you're talking about.
There's a couple of scenes at the very beginning of the movie when the U.S. is sending people to the moon, and it's because they've somehow registered a crash on the dark side of the moon of, like, an alien spaceship, they think. And so the Apollo mission's really just to put on to get somebody there so they can investigate it. So they keep having, like, all these insert shots where Kennedy is saying that we got to get somebody to the moon and we got to do it fast before the Russians. And it is horrible. Horrible. They've got better fucking CGI on TV. And this is a movie that had such a huge fucking... I think it was like a 200-something million budget. And clearly they spent it all on shiny cars.
Isn't that what you would spend on?
Absolutely. No. But I also
wouldn't spend it on food.
I would take one look at that Kennedy thing and go, this looks like shit. This we're opening the movie with this. We haven't even
I'm
put
Michael
one of the shiny
Bay.
Cars
I
up.
Have a level of quality that I need to adhere to.
We haven't even shown the shiny cars yet. People are going to see this and think, oh, this is all fucked up. This movie is busted.
People come to my movies expecting excellence and nothing else.
Oscar-winning material.
Don't you know I am Michael Bay, goddammit?
Auteur Michael Bay has spoken!
Where's my Oscar?
Sorry. We were talking about Back to the Future and old cranky politicians being yelled at.
That's all I got. I think it was. Oh, I saw last night Kirstie Alley tweeted it, and she goes, that speech was hilarious and on point. I don't know why the people are so biased against it. I'm like, well, if Captain Crazy Kirstie Alley is giving it the thumbs up, who are we to argue with her?
Oh, yeah.
I'm ashamed to say I did not watch it.
Kirstie Alley is just a font of sanity and reason, so.
I did watch the music video that someone made of about Clint Eastwood talking to different objects. Besides the chair.
I haven't seen that.
I gotta see that. I did watch way too many times this week Terry Crews doing his Muscles song for Old Spice.
Muscle! Oh, fuck! That is a video you should watch.
That is.
No idea
what the future of our country. You need to watch Terry Crews flex his muscles and play instruments.
We will pause right now for Tim to watch this.
Nope.
I don't know why that cracks me up.
Oh, man.
And just his yelling, muscle, muscle, muscle. Flaming jazz solo. Or the flaming sax solo.
Flame sax.
Yeah.
There you go, Tim.
I'm still not watching it.
I didn't think it was going to.
I'll put it in the show notes.
You suck.
No, you suck.
So
like
what
that.
Are your reaction?
You're not going to.
No, I'm sad.
Well, you get over it.
No, I'm sad and sick of life.
You're a big boy.
You nappies. Where's my blankie?
Hi, everybody. I'm Andy. Y'all know me.
Oh, man. I actually met somebody this week who sounds like Tim doing his Andy impression. And it was all I could do not to laugh.
Oh, that's gotta be rough.
He's talking to me and just sort of, I was like, holy shit. Holy shit, it's real! It's real!
Tim did that impression often enough that it spawned into the real world.
Oh, it's like Ruby Sparks. Tim dreamed it into life.
What's Ruby Sparks?
Oh, a movie where a guy writes about his perfect woman and wakes up next to her. It's any film. It's in theaters.
That old chestnut.
Yes.
Andy, I wanted to talk to you about... Sorry.
I'm having flashbacks.
I have an extra piece of chicken on my face.
You're starting to morph into Elvis a little bit.
Thank you very much. Peanut butter and chicken.
I was re-listening to episode 85 of Smodcast where Kevin Smith is talking about going back to his high school union, and but now he's fatter. But like he does this voice like, "Hi everybody, I'm fat Kevin Smith. Y'all know me."
Sounds like Herbert from The Family Guy.
I have like a one of those rascals, but they had to get two of them and weld them together, and I got one cheek on each seat. And I guess the reunion was on a boat. So he's like, he was talking to Brian from Tell Him Steve Dave about it, and Brian's like,
"We're at that reunion on that boat. It's like, it takes an extra half hour to launch because they have to figure some way to get you onto the boat. The current planking isn't up to code." Going like,
"We're not even on the dock." It's my who's my big captain.
It's not even like they take the half hour bite out of their end, like they cut the reunion short by half hour. Further incurring everyone's wrath.
Time everything gets settled. There's about 20 minutes left before the 3 hours is out. And Captain's like, "I can go out if you want, but I'll just do a circle and come back to talk."
People are like, "All right, I guess it's better than nothing. 5 minutes out, you have a medical emergency." Return to the dock.
I'm like, "Oh no."
"What's wrong, Kev?"
"I think I'm having my palpitation, bro. I hate to say this, but I gotta go back to the dock."
Like, motherfucker.
Actually, you should see, they did an animated version of it for the Smodco cartoon show on YouTube. Oh, that's what got me to re-listen to it. I saw that. I was like, "I'm going to re-listen to this whole episode." Whew, it's funny.
Yay! You know what else is funny?
My balls.
That Terry Crews video that we linked.
He's not going to watch it.
I'll watch it, but not now. We're Tancasting.
All right.
We're
make me sad.
Rapidly heading towards the end. We got to close big.
Oh, well, I'm going to close small. Driving to work this week, and I saw, like, running the opposite direction on the sidewalk, just like huge tits and like tight ass body. And as I got closer, it had a granny head on top of it.
Yay.
That was like hot granny was the weirdest fucking thing I think I've seen in a long time. Like, that lady either has had some work done, or from the neck down, she sold every bit of her soul below about throat to Satan for youth.
That's a popular deal Satan's making these days, I
guess. Yeah.
Satan likes to make deals.
Yep. Well, you know, economy's down. He's got to get what he can take. Like, well, you know, this isn't the size of the deal that I'm used to writing, but you know what? We'll take whatever business we can get right now. So, fine. Keep your old head and keep your head soul, but your body soul, that's mine.
I got in a Twitter fight with, I believe, a Twitter troll.
Oh, good job, Tim. Feed the trolls.
Because I'm pretty sure this dude's account came into existence right after Eastwood's speech.
Hmm.
And let me see if I can find the thread. I'm not even going to leave his name. I mean, I'm not going to read it out his name. There it is. Okay, so it started out with, what was it? Oh, I said, "Why should we listen to Clint Eastwood? He couldn't even protect President Kennedy."
I saw that. Good one, sir.
Which, for those of you who don't know, is a reference to the movie In the Line of Fire, where he played a Secret Service agent who was protecting the current president after he was one of the only... He was the Secret Service agent that was running beside the limo when Kennedy got shot in the movie. And then this dude's like, "Are you a comedian by trade? You should really work on your material. It's offensive, trite, and not even mildly humorous." And I said, "How is that offensive? Haven't you seen In the Line of Fire? That's a plot point. His character was in the Secret Service." And he goes, "How's using the assassination of a U.S. president as a punchline offensive? Really? I'll give you a mulligan on this one." And I said, "You're right. It's clearly too soon for Kennedy jokes. Should I scrap my War of 1812 joke as well?"
Fuck that guy.
And he's like, "Maybe you should scrap all your material along with your self-appointed title. Hashtag embarrassment." And then I wrote, "Ha, you're the most adorable Twitter troll I've ever seen. Hashtag so cute. Hashtag don't hurt yourself."
Fucking
idiots. It continues from there, but I may stop responding now.
I'll start responding. I got nothing else to do this weekend.
Wait, how about posting the episode?
Oh, excuse me. I think I'm coming down with something. I feel a little 207-y.
You got a fever of 207?
Sorry, I just blacked out there for a second. I think I was terrorized.
Racist.
Oh, we got my foot. Sorry. Kick your feet. Insert here.
I kick my feet back and forth. 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 I kick my feet back and forth.
All right. Got my son's first.
That's what we're ending on? Fuck.
Weekly report card. Plenty of things about, like, actually doing work and forming letters and, like, doing work cleanly and whatever. All had, like, satisfactories and whatever. Everything about fucking listening to teacher instruction was needs improvement. I was like, do we need to talk about this? Like, does this surprise us? It's like, no, not really. It's like, so, let's wait and talk to the teacher and find out how bad it is. Because it could be, like, needs improvement. Well, fuck yeah, you gotta tell him, like, 15 times you're gonna do fucking anything. So maybe it's a, like, well, yes, but we think we can fix that about him. Or maybe it's a needs improvement. Like, this is a really polite way of telling you that your kid's an idiot and he's going to grow up to be a horrible human being. And you should get him the fuck out of our class because he's ruining it for everyone else. Because that's kind of a big spectrum. Maybe we should nail it down a little bit with the teacher. As opposed to just going by, it's N, he's not satisfactory!
Takes after
There you
pop.
Have it. Andy's kid kicking his feet.
Kicking his feet.
I kick my feet back and forth.
Occasionally I kick other little kids while they're running by me, and then they trip and I get in trouble.
Is he beating down kids?
No. There was one little kid, like, I guess they were both running opposite directions, and they ran into each other. So, like, to hear his teacher tell it, I was like, yeah, they ran in, they fell down, they both cried, sent them to opposite sides, they were cool afterwards. And then he came home, and it was, like, a huge story, but told in four-year-old talk. So, kind of like when I tell a story, there was a lot of repetition.
I was hoping your kid was like Batman, just beating up kids, like... Or no, he's like Warshak, just like, you don't understand. I'm not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with me.
Justice! Wait, he's little.
Justice! Is that where Justice is from? Is it from Warshak?
No, it's some web video right after Dark Knight came out. It was a little kid dressed as Batman, and like his mom's like calling him for dinner or something like that, and he like sneaks up behind her, clocks her on the back of the head, yells "Justice!" into the camera, and then like takes the dinner. Very random. I'm probably fucking up at least some of the description, so good luck finding it based on my description, people. There was
a new piece. Andy describes YouTube videos.
Yep.
Hang on a second. We almost got through the episode without doing it, but thanks to Mike, who just posted this on my timeline on Facebook. Would you go faster, computer? Jesus! You can tell I'm vamping.
All right. Hey, everybody, watch Grimm. It's a pretty good show.
Way over-explain this like I'm Andy. We got a little reminder since this is coming out right around Labor Day. Little rotten e-card reminder.
Just a reminder not to wear white after Labor Day or Crocs ever.
I think I saw a guy running in Crocs.
Hey, you guys?
Not like I'm running to catch something, like I am running out for health reasons. That's all. All
right.
It wasn't you, Andy.
Oh, okay. Well, no, because I would never run anywhere. For any reason. Monster chasing me? Fuck it. I get in the car.
What if the ice cream truck was about to pass by?
There'll be another one in 5 minutes.
He'll just stand in the road.
I live in the suburbs, man. Ice cream trucks come by like the bus.
Man, these fucking ice cream truck, man, it doesn't come by often enough.
We have ice cream at one time.
You know what doesn't come by like the bus? The bus. Because white suburban people in Atlanta hate the bus. They will not fund fucking transit around here because they're afraid of brown people moving out to the suburbs. Well, brown people without cars. So poor brown people. So brown people.
Who isn't afraid of poor brown people? You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
I think you know
I feel
what I'm
like
saying.
The longer I live out here, the more I know what you're saying. But the less I know you.
I am a bus ticket fool. I'm about to take the bus to pick up my cousin.
See, if I could bus to work, I totally would. I'll sit
Wait,
back,
what?
Play some fucking Angry Birds for an hour.
About me busing to go pick up my cousin?
Yeah.
Well, Bus and Bart. He's coming in from St. Louis.
Well, why doesn't he just take Bus and Bart to you? Why are you...
Well, I'm gonna go meet him and direct him to how to get to my place.
Show him that the Bart isn't scary, so he doesn't just stand on the platform for, like,
half an
hour.
I gave him a choice. I was like, do you want me to just tell you how to get here and meet you? He goes, well, it's always nice when someone comes meet you. I'm like, all right, done. I'll come meet you.
Bitch-ass cousin.
I'm trying to be nice.
That's right.
And I don't mind. I got errand I got to do on the way, so I'll take care of that.
And then you'll punch him in the dick when you see him.
No, I will
right
not.
In the dick.
I like him.
That's for making me get on the bark.
Hard in the dick.
It's three hits.
Don't be foolish.
Well, we're done.
That's it. This is a mediocre episode.
Yeah, it was not as good as last week. What are you going to do?
Make another one next week?
This is the one where someone decides not to listen anymore. Some Noah out there in the world is like, you know what? Fuck Tancast. I don't need it anymore.
And remember, never trust an empty chair.
This week, I hate summer colds.
You're doing it. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Tancast podcast. You can go to our official website, tancast.com, where you can read our blogs and find links to the official Tancast Facebook page, the official Tancast Twitter page, and the official Tancast store. We'd love to get emails from you, so email us at fucktards@tancast.com or yourmom@tancast.com, or you can email the guys individually at timandyornoah@tancast.com. As always, we'd like to thank DJ Technoid for creating the official Tancast theme, and we'd like to remind you to subscribe to us on iTunes and write us a review so other people can find us. That's all for this week, and as always, remember, I'm fucking in here.
Tancast. I love you guys.
I love you too, Noah.
I kind of feel like I was more responsible for the mediocrity this week than in previous weeks, or most weeks. I mean,
Wow, you're barely talking this week. It's very un-Andy of you.
Yeah, I am actually sick, which fucking sucks. Like, I thought I was coming down with something on Thursday night. I was feeling just really rotten, like everything ached and whatever. But I woke up on Friday feeling fine, went to work, worked a short day because they were closing the office early. Came home, and it was like my body was like, fuck it, I'm done. I just went up and, like, basically collapsed into bed. I was like, so what do you want to do for dinner? Like, sleep. Okay, I'll take Junior then, I guess. Like, yes, do. Heroes on a Half Shell.
They're the world's most awesome fighting teens.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
They're heroes in the half shell, and they're green.
Cowabunga, dude!
When Shredder's on the attack, these turtle boys don't cut him no slack.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Heroes in a half shell, your mom's power.